Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
David Picton, I am president and portfolio manager for Canadian Equities at Picton Mahoney Asset Management. Do I want to buy a lot of interest sensitive related trades at this level? My answer is no. We have done a lot of work on, you know, factors that drive performance over the long run. Positive change factors such as estimate revision, earnings surprise, growth rate acceleration have been very strong drivers of performance. Earnings and cash flow yields have been strong drivers of performance. Dividend yield as a factor has been a middling to less driver of performance. And so we're going to stick with our knitting, buying positive change businesses that are accelerating in this environment or, you know, improving compared to the rest of the marketplace. And unfortunately, there isn't a lot of interest rate sensitives that fit into that category. I would argue there is a massive amount of flow and there is price momentum, which is important, but there is not any of the underlying fundamental momentum in those businesses. So they become extremely vulnerable to changes in interest rates at the margin, should they ever go up. Let me give you a couple examples. If you looked at, say, the Canadian landscape, and you looked at, you know, the REIT sector, you looked at the telecom sector, you looked at the utility sector, the relative valuations of those companies are literally hitting or at close to all-time highs. And if you looked at the underlying performance of, say, you know, a BC or a telecom company, the overall earnings growth rates are extremely small. And in fact, you might argue that there is new competition that is coming into the space that is going to make the longer-term fundamentals more challenged. So in Canada, for instance, our telecom sector trades at one of the highest valuations in the world and is only now beginning a competitive phase where most of the other companies around the world have gone through their competitive phase and are emerging from it. And so I'd rather not be there. Where are we moving instead? Again, if you look at where positive fundamental change is taking place, on a cyclical basis, it actually favors some of the later cycle companies. Companies, for instance, in energy, which have gone through a lot of difficult times for the past 18 months. You've seen energy prices getting closer to a balancing point with supply and demand. When that occurs, you should see them lift to the $50 to $60 range, and you should see companies go from marginal to very strong. And in fact, if you looked at the natural gas-related companies, which we own a lot of in Canada in the Montney region, you're already seeing very strong operating momentum within those companies combined now with the backdrop of potentially some higher prices. So ARC Energy or Crew or NuVista are names that come to mind in that space is something that we'd like to focus on.